So I got two dad jokes for you.
Two? It's a twofer.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
It's a twofer, right. Twofer Tuesday. Yes.
The first one is, my first time using an elevator was an uplifting experience. The second time.
Oh, you gotta let it sit and marinate for a second.
Let's not launch right into it.
No,
yet.
Let's take a moment and enjoy what we just heard.
I appreciated that. Yes, okay. And now?
Time, let me down.
Oh, I stepped up.
I ruined it. Play it again.
I ruined it. Hold on.
So I got two dad jokes for you. The first one is, my first time using an elevator was an uplifting experience. The second time, let me down.
See, even with a hole, that was perfect. That was a great joke. Yeah, I'm sorry for ruining it. Okay.
My second dad joke is, how does a dinosaur come out of water?
Anyone?
I don't know. How does a dinosaur come out of water?
It floats a saurus.
Okay.
Floats a saurus.
Wet. This is Mary from Orem.
Thank you, Mary from Orem.
That's hilarious.
That's solid. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, I love that.
Listen, I'm impressed with my floatosaurus.
A saurus, I thought was really good.
The floatosaurus
one was great. Yeah, I loved it. Hey, if you want to send us a dad joke, there's so many different ways to do so. One is by our radio station's app. If you download the app, Mix 105.1, you can then leave us an open mic. You just hold down the button. It's like a voicemail. It comes right to us. Or we do have our Google phone number, right, Jackson?
Yeah, absolutely. You can leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text anytime at 385-212-4757.
Jackson buying matching pajamas.
Dude, yeah. Can you believe this guy?
I know.
I mean, you are shipped so hard.
You know I don't have to share things with you, right? Because I'm getting a lot of heat around here for sharing personal stories.
Jackson just hit 6 months. With his relationship with Skylar.
Yeah, it'll be, 6 months in 6 days or whatever.
Okay,
but who's
that's
counting?
Fine. Not me.
Who's counting? Who's going to be a real stickler about it? Yeah, I mean, he asked if we were getting matching pajamas, and I don't usually do that.
Yeah. I don't see
anything
you as that.
Cutesy.
I know.
Yeah.
But he really wanted to do it, and I go, well, then we're going to do it. We're going to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I shopped for them, and I got a really great set of Jurassic Park jammies for us.
Now, is this something you wear for the photo shoot on Christmas morning?
Oh, I mean, this is something I was going to wear anyway because they're really comfy.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, the plan is.
Yeah.
Because I also. God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Look at him and say.
No, go ahead. I'm ready.
We got Triceratops hats for the cats. So we're going to have.
Oh, my gosh.
Three little cats. Triceratops.
So you're going to have a little family photo shoot.
I'm going to get a raptor for the dog, and maybe Veronica dresses up as a T-Rex. I don't know about that. But yeah, it's going to be a Jurassic Park Christmas.
Wow. I don't know about you, John, but I can't wait for the
photo. I didn't want to say anything.
I can't wait for this to hit the internet, because it's going to explode.
I don't know what this is about. I'm happy. I'm in love. And I don't know what this is for.
I'm so excited for you. I think I said it was going to be the year for Jackson, 2020. I said he was going to fall in love. He was going to.
You didn't say that.
I said he was going to scream it from the rooftop. And one day he would buy matching PJs and then dress up as dogs in stupid costumes. I said all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now look, it's happening.
You didn't say any of that.
I said it all.
You
did talk about dating.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he was going to turn a corner in the dating world.
And look what happened. Someone melted that cold, dead heart of yours.
That Grinch heart of yours.
That blackened, disgusting
rotten,
I got tricked.
No good.
I got tricked. My heart didn't warm up. I got tricked into letting. Here's the thing. Yeah. You know how much I take in any stray animal that I'll see.
It's true.
And
him a stray?
Are you calling
I'm saying he played it right. I'm saying he showed up and he played, I'm wounded. Help me.
Oh.
And I can't help myself. So
gotcha.
Then I got sucked in and, now he just lives at my house, basically.
Well, and now that you said that.
What?
I'm not sure he's going to want to wear matching pajamas anymore.
That's not true.
You call him a stray dog.
Nah, I told him. I kept telling him he was actually Princess Jasmine because it turns out when we first started dating, I didn't know that, he's sitting on a little more money than I am. I thought he was homeless.
I have the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah?
I've always said to Jen that she Titanic'd me.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jen's family was doing pretty well before the economy fell apart there in, 2009?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I'm marrying into some money
here. All right.
And she rosed me.
Mm.
I thought, wow. Yeah.
Skylar Princess Jasmine to me.
Okay.
He showed up to Agrabah in commoner clothing, and then he dropped it on me mm-hmm. that, you know, there's money in them hills somewhere.
Right.
And I was like, I let a secret rich kid live with me for the last couple of months.
Who do you think you are?
I let a secret rich kid into my house, and you get to live your poor bohemian fantasies.
Yeah.
While we're here.
This is life for you.
Secret rich kid?
Yeah.
I got Scrooged, man.
You did, because he's got money.
He has this little money vault, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, responsible, career-oriented. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to take care of me, make sure we don't, and not sharing it.
There's no money for the children's surgery this year.
None.
That's true.
He's so cheap.
But you know what? You actually balance each other out because you're such a ferocious spender and he's so cheap. It's nice that you guys keep each other in balance.
You gotta have a yin and yang.
You really do.
Hey, we kick back off Choose the News on our radio show. So if you listen to it, it's where we throw out three little clickbait titles and then we have you vote for the one you want to hear. The one that wins gets told on air. Monroe won today.
Yeah.
We're going to get to more of her story, though, but I didn't get to share mine.
Okay.
Which is about how officials in Utah recently found a giant 12-foot statue. It's like a rectangle planted in the middle of the desert.
The monolith.
It is the monolith. Yeah. If you've ever seen 2001: A Space Odyssey, that's what the big black monolith that's there.
Yeah, it's just like a really tall cube.
Yeah,
really tall cube tower, right? And it's shiny, like it's like a stainless steel.
And no one knows where it came from. This is actually the helicopter pilot who talked about it. Here you go.
Probably between 10 and 12 feet high. We're kind of joking around that if one of us suddenly disappears, then I guess the rest of us make a run for it. We're like thinking, okay, is this something like NASA stuck up there or something, you know, or are they bouncing satellites off it or something? I'm assuming it is, you know, some new wave artist or something, you know, or somebody that just is a big 2001 Space Odyssey fan.
Yeah.
No. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the alien version of the Trojan horse. There's a bunch of little aliens in there, and they're gonna bust out.
What's that movie with Amy Adams where the aliens come, and they hire her, the linguistics expert, to go, and it turns out it's all just a, we all live in just a circle, just repeating life over and over again?
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Contact. Wow. Is that what it's called?
That sounds like
it won an Academy Award.
Yeah,
for
sure
best picture.
I don't watch any Academy Award nominated
movies.
I don't like space movies.
I don't like anything that's happening with. I didn't like it from the Jurassic Park story to this now.
See, this is okay. This is another one of my points. You always give me so much heat, and yet you ask for more information every time.
Well, I want to know. I want to be a part of your life. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what's
clearly
going on.
Clearly, you don't, because you're going to have to get matching Jurassic Park pajamas for that to happen.
Monroe, all right. You told us only part of your story earlier.
Yeah, so I have like the top like. The products that are on sale for Black Friday. I talked about that earlier. And the list is kind of surprising this year. There's not a lot that's been on sale.
Oh, yeah.
So sales are kind of down. So because the number one thing was pretty much just consumer packaged goods. So just like bulk mac and cheese and stuff like that. Because we were out of it. And so they'd rushed to make like a bulk
right.
of all this stuff, and so now it's in excess.
So my ramen noodles are even cheaper? Like, that's what the Black Friday deal is this year?
Yeah, but everybody's also hoarding. We're getting ready.
Yeah.
They're going to lock us down any second.
Dude, I went to Costco last week, and they were out of toilet paper, paper towels, Clorox wipes, everything.
Oh, yeah, you can't do your regular grocery shopping anymore, because everyone's entering out the shelves again.
Mm-hmm. All right, so number four on the list is toys. Number five, now this one's tricky, it's video games. Only the games, though, not the consoles. The consoles are not on sale. You can only get deals on video games, and they're not as deeply discounted as they usually are.
I could use some new Switch games. I need that and some more controllers. That's what I've learned. So,
So on average, you can save probably about 10 to 20 bucks
Listen,
on a game.
That's good, though.
I know, right?
I'll tell you, we're going to give away a PlayStation 5 next week on our radio station, and it came in the mail.
Oh, I want it so bad.
I know.
I've never seen
you just stare at a box before.
I want it.
I want it so bad.
You really, really thought about it.
I've never really been into video games, but since my son is, I've been trying to get into him and play with him. And I know he wants it. And I'm like, oh, we could really spend some time bonding with this game.
Dude,
yeah, this console.
I want one so bad. And the problem is, it's not just that they're like expensive.
Yeah.
Because at this point, like, I've saved up my pennies and I just want one.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to actually, like, you can't physically buy one at a store anywhere.
Oh, no.
You can't get them. And they're reselling them on eBay for, like, $1,800. I'm like, who do you think you are?
People are paying it.
You know, the Lord is watching. You are going to have to answer to the Lord for your transgressions. $1,800. Get a life.
Number six on the list is furniture. A lot of people are buying furniture this year because we've spent so much time in our houses that we're just sick of it. We're sick of the way it looks. We've used everything to the bone.
And the couch is used and abused at this point.
So, I honestly, that's probably part of why my roommate Veronica and Skylar both are on me about moving. I think they're both, because they've both been working kind of from the house, and I think they're just tired of it. They're tired of looking at it. They're tired of, like, the same walls over and over again. Yeah, I think that's a big part
of it. I redid the same room three times this year.
Yeah, you did.
We know.
Yeah, you sure did.
Number seven is appliances. I had to just buy a new water heater also.
Cute.
Fun fact for you.
Man.
What a good year for you.
I know. We're gonna close it out on a
year of Monroe.
We're going to go out on a bang here. Number eight is just random gadgets and electronics. Again, just to bide our time,
just to
entertain us in the home. And then number nine is computers and phones. A lot of us have already upgraded our computers and phones, during the lockdown. Everybody were kind of
spending
forced
so much time
to get laptops and stuff. So some of those are now you can get on a discount. On average, you can save about 24%.
I'll tell you what you can't find a discount on: a printer.
Ugh.
I mean, we always use our office one, but every once in a while, it's like Ella gets the stuff sent home, like morning of, and we got to print it out.
We've been going through that same thing.
Yeah.
Even like, I was like, oh, I'll get a printer for like $30
no.
on Black Friday.
Yeah.
No. And unless it's gigantic, it's huge.
Yeah.
It looks like a copy machine,
and
it's supposed to sit in your kitchen somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's silly.
What do you got?
My story comes to us from France, which right now has a very strict coronavirus lockdown. Mm-hmm. They're not playing games over there. And essentially, the way it's working is you can leave your house for essential reasons only. So like grocery shopping, medical care, that sort of thing. But you can only go about a half a mile away from your house. So if you have to do something that's more than about a half a mile away from your house, you've got to file for a permit. You literally have to get permission to, like, hey, my doctor is a specialist. He's a mile away. I've got to get over there. And they'll give you temporary permission to leave your little area, your little bubble. So that's what's going on in France. Well, a gentleman, you got to appreciate his tenacity, because he even went through the trouble of filing the proper paperwork. His name is Daniel Cur. Not going to try that. It's French.
Yep.
He filed the official government document looking for an exemption to the rule. And for reason, he said, quote, to smash a guy's face in.
Mm.
So the permit office gets it. They're like, certainly he didn't mean this. No, that's exactly what he meant. He was going to go more than a half a mile away from his house so that he could go beat someone up.
That's
awesome.
And
he's like, I plan on doing it at 10 p.m. on Friday. So if you could just issue me that permit, that way I don't get in trouble, that'd be awesome.
I appreciate that.
So he put, like I said, the full details on the form. Excuse me, it wasn't 10 o'clock. It was 10:15 exactly.
Oh, there you go.
On Friday. And the police went out to the guy's house that he said he was going to go beat up. And who do they find in the bushes? Homeboy that applied for the permit.
Well, of course.
So he's hiding out there waiting to smash that guy's face in.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
The police say that they appreciated Daniel filling out the form to stay compliant with the laws. But his reason for breaking the lockdown is not a valid reason, so he was not given the permission.
Mm.
He got a $160 fine for that violation. Plus, there's another violation, a $180 fine for being drunk in public.
Oh, so he also was.
But again, you're hammered. You're angry enough to go beat this guy up, but you still bothered to put in the paperwork. And that's what I appreciate about him. And that's why I think we should waive his fines. Quite honestly.
Okay.
He tried.
He tried his best.
He really tried.
We're just a few days away from Thanksgiving, so I thought we'd play a new game.
Yes.
It's called Name the Thanksgiving Scene.
Oh.
I've got three clips from different TV shows.
Okay.
If you know the answer of what the TV show is, go ahead and buzz in. Jackson, you'll buzz in by doing...
Nightcat.
Monroe, you'll say...
Me!
That's right. Monroe did send me a list of like the top 15 best Thanksgiving episodes.
Uh-huh.
Friends and Bob's Burgers were like half of them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you look through them all?
Yeah, I didn't know any of them, honestly. I don't watch TV shows.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, unless it was on Game of Thrones, but, you know, Game of Thrones wasn't thankful for much.
I always like shows that do Thanksgiving episodes instead of Christmas or Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's not a lot of them, so it's kind of cool when they
Friends
do this.
Friends and Bob's Burgers are the two shows that do the best Thanksgivings.
All right, let's see if you can name it. Here's the first one.
I'll do the turkey. Ashley, you do the cranberry sauce.
Me.
You do the stuffing. Hillary, you do the yam.
Me.
Go ahead. Yes, Monroe.
Me.
Yes,
that's Monroe. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Good job.
Me.
1 point.
I did the... I forgot I wasn't the sheep this time.
You could also just buzz in, Monroe.
Hey, you
What's
let her
the,
do
Where's
her.
The fun in that?
That's fair.
There
that's
you go.
Fair.
Here's the next one. Name the television show.
Oh, it says here you need a special mold.
Nightcat.
Into a turkey.
Yes.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That is correct. Nice job.
Doris.
That is Doris.
I loved her. Yeah. R.I.P. girl.
So we watch Somebody Feed Phil. Do you know? It's on Netflix.
I've seen it, but I haven't watched it
so
yet.
So he's the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond. His parents were what the parents were based off of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's funny. It's just a travel show. I looked him up the other day. He's worth $200 million because Everybody Loves Raymond was recreated in so many different countries that he just keeps getting
just
paid.
Yeah, they just kept licensing the
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Awesome.
Tied up. Whoever gets this one wins the game.
Okay.
If it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
Really? Oh, I'm glad you think so, because this is the last Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Yes, Monroe.
Is that Roseanne?
That is Roseanne.
Good work.
Monroe for the win.
Top that was notch. Hard.
Ooh, really, you can't hear it till the end.
Yeah.
And not a single show made before 2003. Not a single one.
Way
it's
to go,
hard
John.
To find Thanksgiving episodes, and I knew if I did a Bob's Burgers... Or friends, it would be too easy for
I'm
you.
I'm just
so.
Throwing that
it's
out.
It's hard.
Wow.
All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. All right, we talked already quite a bit about Alex Trebek's passing. And now the Jeopardy has had some time to mourn, and they're taking their Thanksgiving hiatus, their regularly scheduled one.
Yeah.
They have announced that they will be coming back Monday, November 30th with an interim host, Ken Jennings, which, everyone kind of expected that.
I think we all like it. It feels right.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're going to have someone.
He's the champ. Like,
yeah.
He's the prince, right?
Right.
Alex Trebek's the king, and he was the prince. He won the game. He won the Game of Thrones. Give it to him.
At the same time, the executive producers have already said he's not going to be the host. So I don't know if that's like they find him more valuable on the back end of things, and he needs to be there for like editorial questions and stuff, or if Ken Jennings just doesn't want to do it. It's possible that he's just like, no, I'm not interested in that.
Why would you not want to do... Like, what were you doing before, Ken Jennings?
Well,
seriously.
Some people don't like to be on camera. Some people just prefer to be behind the scenes. I know that that's difficult for someone like Monroe to under... Oh!
No.
You guys didn't say anything!
No, you didn't!
I did. It was pretty good, right? Did you like it?
It's
no,
fantastic.
She didn't. All right, I'm gonna keep going. So Ken Jennings will temporarily replace Alex Trebek. But the weirder part of this story is that they are going to be trying out some temporary hosts just to see how they go and if, you know, maybe pick out of that pool who did the best, including comedian Dane Cook.
I'm sorry, did we switch shows to a different show?
No, this is still
about,
Jeopardy.
Are they bringing back Singled Out?
I know, right?
Or next.
Dane Cook
would be a great host for Next.
Or Wipeout.
Sure.
Wipeout.
Like just something
else.
Other than Jeopardy. You can't.
No. That's not what's happening. He said, quote, I got a call from my team today about guest hosting an episode of Jeopardy. They asked if I'd be interested if they could put something together, and I could barely spit out what is yes quickly enough. I would love to honor Alex Trebek in that fashion. Now, here's my thing.
Okay.
He is not... Obviously not an Alex Trebek type.
No.
Like, very clearly not.
Mm-hmm. He's the opposite.
Gruff. Yeah. Alex was very tidy and clean and professional, and he kept... But Dane Cook
classy.
Is not that kind of guy. No. But he must either be A, so good that, like, we don't know about. Maybe he screen tested for a game show a long time ago, and we don't know how great he is. And maybe he'll take it, or maybe they want to show someone do really, really badly so that whoever the new host is, they're more polite
to. That's what I think. I think they're trying to just, you know, they're gonna do a bunch of like oddball ones. So then when they finally unveil it, it'll be like, okay.
See, I feel like you've already had Alex Trebek. You can't have Alex Trebek 2.0.
Yeah, you can.
It's like what the Black Panther producers are saying about how they're going to make Black Panther 2,
mm-hmm.
and they're not gonna have Chadwick in it at all.
Right.
They were just like, there's only one. And no matter who we replace him with, no one's going to be happy about it.
Right.
So we're just going to figure out the story without him. And pay honor to him, obviously, but we're not going to try to replace him because he's irreplaceable. That's how I feel about Alex Trebek.
There's a sports guy, Dan Patrick, who does a radio show and TV.
Yeah.
And, he actually hosts Sports Jeopardy, and they've said that he might also be pretty up there in like the runnings.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he's kind of more of a Alex Trebek with a little bit of attitude.
I do love attitude.
Yeah.
You know what?
Huh.
Go completely opposite. Judge Judy.
Have Judge Judy. Good.
And let her call them stupid when they don't get something right. Let her do it.
No,
I love it.
I like the idea of like a Dateline guy, like Keith Morrison.
Oh.
That's who I want to do.
You want like Dan Rather? You want a reporter?
Yes,
out
I
there?
Do.
All right.
I do.
Brian Williams would be good, but I'm not in charge, so. Boston Celtics fans are incredibly unhappy that the team signed a new player. The team recently signed Tristan Thompson. We're all familiar with Tristan Thompson.
Oh, familiar with him?
That dirtbag.
Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend, Tristan Thompson. They signed him for a 2-year contract to the team. Now, the problem is that the Kardashians have notoriously ruined every NBA team that they've ever gotten mixed up with.
Yeah.
Straight up, like every... Once the Kardashians sink their claws into a star player, that team's done for.
I think it ruins the locker room.
It does. Mm-hmm. It definitely does. Well, and then also, like, you can't really focus so much on your team because you're too busy fighting with paparazzi and dealing with, you know, slurs, like all these nasty tabloids and stuff. You're no longer in the game. You're not an athlete. You're a celebrity now, and you can't do both. I think it's probably what it is. But all of these Celtics fans are having a meltdown on Twitter. They're saying, like, Kim K, keep your family where they at. We don't want them anywhere near the Celtics. This guy says, keep that family away from the Celtics at all costs. For the love of God, don't let the Kardashians near Tatum or Brown. Like, they are not happy.
Aww.
And sports guys are real weird about their mojo. The good luck.
Yeah, like they don't wash their underwear and stuff.
Oh, yeah. If I don't sit in this chair with my hat on backwards and my left shoe off,
it's routine.
They're going to lose.
Yeah.
That's how it is. We all got to do our part around here. So if you could just kindly not date a Kardashian, that'd be great. Thank you. Fans of The Mandalorian noticed a Game of Thrones-esque mess up. Game of Thrones
left
that Starbucks coffee cup in there. It was the cup that was seen around the world.
Yeah.
I saw that guy.
Yeah. Mandalorian, there's a scene where you can actually see a crew member standing behind a prop. You could just see his t-shirt and his jeans.
That's fantastic.
And a watch. He has an Apple Watch on.
So that's anything about him, who he is, but you could just sort of see him standing there waiting for the scene to be done so he can reset something.
Yeah.
And fans are just like, I hope we see more of Blue Jeans Man in future episodes. Another one said, I'm going to be Mandalorian Jeans Guy for Halloween in 11 months, and everyone is totally going to get it. And finally, Miley Cyrus talked recently about how she fell off the wagon. The long and short of it is, essentially, she goes, we all had a really hard lockdown. I went through my divorce. I fell off the wagon. And I think it's only fair to admit when things like that happen.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm 2 weeks sober now. I hate calling myself sober, but that's the term. So I'm 2 weeks sober now, and I just turned 28 yesterday. She turned 28 yesterday, which is a really big deal. Everyone was expecting her to join the 27 Club, where, you know, if you're really famous, you die at 27. People like Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, all of them died on when they were 27. So everyone thought Miley was going that
way. I'm telling you, it felt that way this year.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, I did.
I don't
think
so.
With her interviews that she was in, it sure did for me.
She was going back to her.
Yeah.
Her
and
old crazy days.
It's like Demi Lovato when she was telling everyone how she was sober and she really wasn't there for a minute. It reminded me of the same thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, addiction's hard. You're gonna relapse. The problem with being that famous, though, is that when you relapse in front of the entire world.
Oh, it's going
to
be terrible.
And it just sucks. Because, like, to when you're recovering and you relapse, just telling the people that are closest to you is so horrible and it sucks. And you have to do it so you can get the help that you need and that everyone's on the same page. But having to do that to everybody First of all, she doesn't have to. But second of all, that just must be the worst.
It's hard not to when it's going to get out there.
It's going
to
get out. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm really pulling for her. I think she's great. I love her music. Yep. I love everything that you know, she's ever done, really. I love all of her music, and I love all of her movies, all of her TV shows. And I just think she's in a bad situation. Plus, her dad sucks. So there's that.
You're not wrong.
That's your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. That does it for our podcast part. So we'll go ahead and get ready for the radio show. But a quick plea. Just a beg.
Please.
If you just don't mind.
He wasn't played.
If you don't mind rating, reviewing, subscribing to our podcast, tell a friend about it. Join our Facebook family group. If you haven't heard, we do have one now. It's the JJM family group. And how do you do that, Jackson?
All you got to do is check out the link in the description of this podcast or text the word family to 844-649-1051.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe we're back.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
I hate this show.
It's not exactly the Breakfast of Champions, but
it's hurtful. And untrue.
Don't be so grouchy.
It's too early.
I need some coffee.
Must be time to start a new day.
It's showtime, baby.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
You know what the best part about it being Tuesday is?
What?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. That's it.
Two more days.
This is like our...
It's our Thursday
hump
show.
Day.
Sure, or that.
This is our hump day.
This is our hump
and
day.
I appreciate it if you started respecting it.
I'm
such.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Hump day!
Thank you. There it is.
Good morning. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Hi.
Monroe.
Hi.
7 o'clock, less than an hour from now, Jackson is one win away from 100 W's. $210 can be yours if you can beat him in pop culture trivia. Please tell a friend. Wake up that friend who's smart and knows everything and tell them to call in at 7 o'clock this morning.
Tell them they're in for a rude awakening.
Did you guys see? I meant to bring this up yesterday because over the weekend, people were waiting in 14-hour-long lines to get to the new In-N-Out.
Yes,
that's
in Denver.
It's Aurora and Colorado Springs.
I remember when we were that state.
But like, you could drive here and back, can't you, within 14 hours?
Oh, I mean, yeah,
it's got to be close to that.
Like 16, probably.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't think of it that way.
And there was even in Colorado Springs, one man in line got into a fight with another person. Yeah, there was fist fights out in the drive-thru.
Must be Black Friday season.
Well, that's the thing, though. That's what I don't understand, is that it's not Black Friday. It's a burger. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a good burger. It's a perfectly fine burger.
Better than Five Guys, so that much.
Wrong, dude, but whatever.
If you're waiting in line for 14 hours,
I waited in line for 14 hours and I bit into an In-N-Out burger, I would be furious. I would burn the entire city of Denver to the ground.
Listen, there's two types of people. People who love In-N-Outs and everyone else who's wrong. And that's just how it works. In-N-Out is the greatest burger.
It's
And I refuse any
really
of you Five
not.
Guys lovers for saying anything
Dude,
else.
Dude, have you been to Five Guys?
It makes me sick every time I eat it. Hurts my tummy.
Why? Because it's quality food?
It's so greasy.
It's so delicious, though.
So good.
It's official.
What?
It's official.
What?
We are getting a Deadpool 3. And the reason it's official is because they finally have writers. They've announced who the writers are going to be.
Okay.
Very, very excited. Does the name, I'm going to ruin this, Molyneux mean anything to you? M-O-L-Y-N-E-A-U-X?
Sounds a lot like Hall & Oates.
So Lizzie Molyneux and Wendy Molyneux have been tapped to write Deadpool 3. They are most famous for the Emmy Award winning, the Jackson Stamp of Approval number one show on television right now, Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Oh, fun.
And Bob's Burgers, the thing about Deadpool is that it's not, you can't just throw any superhero writer into it.
No.
It's not a comic book thing.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
So
you
funny.
Have to have comedy writers on it. These two, they won their a million Emmys as well as a bunch of other prestigious Writing Guild Awards for Bob's Burgers. And I think that Bob's Burgers is the same kind of silly, goofy humor that Deadpool
That's
likes
perfect.
To pull off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marriage made in heaven. I cannot wait for this. There's no other details about what will be going on in the third movie, but it sounds like they're going to try to shoot for a February 2021 release.
Didn't we hear that The Rock was going to be somehow attached as well?
He's in talks, yeah.
Okay.
So I think he'll be playing like a huge villain or something.
Oh, I hope so. I would love to see a fight scene between Ryan Reynolds and The Rock.
I would like to see
so
any
great.
Scene between Ryan Reynolds and The Rock.
Yeah, I'm on board. That's some great news this morning.
I know.
So there's a new trend
mm-hmm.
That's going around, and it's hilarious. I love this idea. So The big Halloween item this year was the Home Depot skeleton. It was this gigantic
Were they 10
skeleton.
Feet? How big were those things?
12 feet.
12 feet.
Yeah, it was a huge 12-foot skeleton. And now, what do you do with it? Okay, so I bought the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
expensive.
I can't just, pay to store it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to make it a permanent installment. And so people are actually taking that skeleton and they're making it part of their Christmas decorations.
How do you do something
well,
like that?
Well, they're like posing it next to the Christmas tree.
Yeah, you put a giant Santa hat on him.
Okay.
Or you decorate him like he is a tree. I don't know.
You could, like a Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing, like a Jack
that'd
Skellington.
Be cute.
I don't
you
know.
Could. Oh, yeah.
People are doing all kinds of stuff.
Really?
It's literally trending on social media, the things that people are coming up with to do
300
with
bucks on one skeleton is too much to spend if you can only use it for Halloween.
Yeah, you better use
Amen.
It for more.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. This year, Thanksgiving is going to be different for a lot of people, a lot more maybe social media, some Zoom calls. And if you're like me and my family, you could use a conversation starter when it goes to the Zoom calls because they lag. Sometimes they're not as upbeat.
Do you want to borrow my Chris Pratt candle?
I don't. I have an idea for you, though. I was reading about this. This started over a decade ago at a Thanksgiving dinner. This magazine editor named Larry Smith made a suggestion to his relatives at the table. He said, take a few minutes, and I want each one of you to tell a story about yourself in only 6 words.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I'm going to give you the commercial break to think about it here, but and then we want to hear from you as well. But tell a story about yourself. In just 6 words. I'll give you mine now because since I was able to think about this, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So if mine would be, sadly, I peaked at 22.
Mm.
And that's
that's not cool.
That's mine.
I hung onto your coattails and you let me do it. And you let me do it.
Hold on for the downward
slide. You knew where
slide.
You were going.
Exactly. All right, so think about it right now and then text us. Tell a story about yourself in 6 words. What do you got, Jackson?
I'm so torn. I got two of them.
Okay.
I think the best one here. The dollar had poop in it. The dollar had poop in it. So that's number one.
That's solid.
Number two, this one is, I shaved my back for this. I shaved my back for this?
Yeah. You and I were texting about that over
we
the weekend.
We were just talking about it.
We were just
it.
Talking about
or,
it.
Or how about this? Sorry, sweetie. Can't beat Jackson.
Oh. All right, Monroe, what do you got?
Mine's 7 words.
No, it's 6 words.
No, it's 6, though.
I know,
that's
but I did 7.
That's the whole point of it.
I did 7. I'm a mom. I should know better.
That's good. I like that one,
I
though.
Couldn't. I,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, you could just get rid of the A and just say, I'm mom. I know better.
I should know better.
I should know better.
Here's some texts. Frequently awkward is a good thing.
Oh.
Mm. Is it?
Oh, S, where are my kids? Found a new mountain to scale.
Oh, okay. That's my husband.
I was going to say, Tom, is that Tom?
Quit morning. Texting in, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Not worth it.
People like to push my buttons. I like that one.
Socrates.
Aristotle.
Plato.
Jackson Carter.
You may be good at random facts.
But are you Jackson good?
We don't think so.
You can't beat Jackson.
My favorite text already of the day.
What?
I almost want to be late to work to listen to Jackson not get to 100.
Oh yeah.
Well,
you're going to be waiting a long time, buddy.
All right, can't beat Jackson. Jackson is 99-5. That means 99 wins. He's only lost 5 times in our pop culture trivia. Today could be the day he gets to 100. Plus, we will give you $210 if you can beat him. So you just have to answer one more right than him. It all starts, though, with you picking up the phone and calling us right now.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Jake, what up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing excellent. You got your Thanksgiving plans all ready to go?
Yeah, I'm just keeping it low-key this year, you know, trying to stay safe.
I got you, man. Very cool. Well, why don't we get you $210 richer? Go ahead and kick Jackson out of the studio for me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't even bother me.
I love that. All right, Jake. 5 pop culture trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, go ahead and say pass. We'll revisit it while there's still time. Then Jackson will be brought back in. He'll be asked the same exact trivia questions, and all you need to do is get one more correct than him. Cool?
Cool.
In Home Alone, how old is Kevin?
10.
Which U.S. president declared Thanksgiving a national holiday?
Abraham Lincoln.
Which 90s cartoon that was just rebooted on Hulu is getting slack this morning for making fun of Johnny Depp?
Oh, Pat.
In the Friends episode, The One with the Rumor, which celebrity shows up as Monica's old school friend who has lost a huge amount of weight?
Brad Pitt.
Destiny Hope celebrated her 28th birthday yesterday. Which mix artist am I referring to?
Pass.
Which 90s cartoon that was just rebooted on Hulu is getting slack this morning for making fun of Johnny Depp?
6 seconds.
Man, I have no idea. Looney Tunes.
Okay, Destiny Hope celebrated her. Okay, there we go.
Oh,
let me bring
man.
Jackson back in. All right, Jake with 2 out of 5 correct, okay?
Okay, I've done worse.
All right.
In Home Alone, man. How old is Kevin?
Isn't he 12?
Nope.
How old?
Nor is he 10, like Jake said. He is 8.
Really?
Whoa.
I know.
Wow, that's
wow. I thought he was older.
I thought he was older, too. Yeah.
How old was Macaulay Culkin? He was definitely older.
I don't know. Which U.S. president declared Thanksgiving a national holiday?
I don't know. President Jefferson.
That is not correct. Now, Jake did get that one right. It's Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I didn't know.
So as of now, Jake is one up on Jackson as we do Can't Beat Jackson. Which 90s cartoon that was just rebooted on Hulu is getting slack this morning for making fun of Johnny Depp?
Oh, that's the Animaniacs.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the Friends episode, The One with the Rumor, which celebrity shows up as Monica's old school friend who has lost a huge amount of weight?
That's Brad Pitt. Back when he and Jen Aniston were still together and they had to fight on the show.
That is true. And Jake got that one right as well.
Yeah.
Destiny Hope celebrated her 28th birthday yesterday. Which mix artist am I referring to?
Oh, that's Miley Cyrus. That's her real name.
That is correct. Pulling it out with 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Jackson with 100!
Jake,
well done.
I can't give you the money, but do you know what we need from you?
Hey, this is Jake from Bountiful, and I can't beat Jackson. Well played, old man.
Good morning. John Monroe and a very long-haired Jackson. I've been wanting to know what's been going on here. Have you been cast in some type of play, and you're growing out your hair for it?
No, I just haven't cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
I really am trying not to leave the house. So if I don't have to, I don't want to. Going and getting a haircut, it would be nice, but like that's extra exposure that I don't care about.
No, I didn't know if, because you just got all the hair treatment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That you had. I didn't know maybe if that's why it was getting so long, because your hair is so luscious compared to.
It's very long.
Are you going for the Thor look?
Oh, is that what
no,
it is?
God, no. No. I will never let my hair get that long.
Okay.
But it really genuinely just stems for I don't want to leave the house unless I have to.
Gotcha. Hey.
So,
you still have the animal Flobee,
I
right?
I have the Flobee.
You're not touching me again. But there was a mass email sent out by my talent agent yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I know this guy. He's going to hook you up. They have great haircuts. He's so good. We've worked with him a bunch. He cuts all of our talent. He's great. And it's like, men, make sure you're always groomed.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, that's interesting. I'll have to go maybe check him out. And then she forwarded it to me specifically.
Ah,
so yes. I was on the mass email, and then she forwarded it to me specifically.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to apparently go get something done about that, because I think I'm being told something.
Yeah. That's not even like a small hint. That's
no,
like a,
that's a you specifically should go get a $35 haircut right now. Thank you.
It's all about the 7:30 second date update. Trying to help you out with your dating life. So if you've gone out on a date and you expected at least a call back, it's just not happening. Well, call us up. We'll try to help you out. We'll get to the bottom of it. What we do is we actually call the person and confront them and get answers for you, as we're going to do today for Taylor. What up, Taylor?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. You tell us, how goes the dating life?
Well, you know, a friend from church set me up with Sloan. That was her name. And, you know, we went to dinner. It was a pretty basic first date. And, I mean, you know, there were some moments of slow conversation, but I mean, that's expected for a first date. I mean, it's kind of feeling each other out.
Yeah.
But you know, I walked her to her car afterwards, and you know, there was no kiss. I mean, I didn't even try. It was our first date. And we said goodbye. I said, I'll text you. She said, sounds good. And nothing really bad happened. She was smiling a lot, you know, and we seemed to have a connection, so that's a plus. Typical first date, you know, usually that kind of date I feel like leads to another one.
I got you. It's kind of like one of those it is what it is dates. Like, it was,
yeah,
but
yeah, right, right.
Not bad enough to not have one, and you go, well, let's keep going and see where it leads to.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than being alone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sad.
Taylor, why don't we do this then? Let's grab Sloan's number. Let's try to track her down, and let's just ask her like why she's not calling you back. Will that work?
Yeah, sounds good.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update, trying to help out Taylor, who went out with Sloan. Honestly, when Taylor was describing the date, just sounded like a normal date.
Yeah.
He's like, nothing bad happened. She smiled a few times, a couple lulls in the conversation, but that's expected. Taylor, did I get all that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly right.
So we've tracked down Sloan. I got her on hold. I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in, and let's see what happens, okay? Hey, Sloan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, so I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe, and we do a morning show on Mix 105.1 in town. You got a few minutes to talk with us?
Yeah, I guess.
Cool. I promise I'm not selling anything, and we just really we want you to help us out because our show helps out people who've been out on dates and they thought it was going great, and then, you know, they're not hearing back from the other person, and you recently have ghosted a friend of ours, a listener of ours named Taylor, and we're just kind of wondering, like, mind telling us what happened? Because he told us the date, and I got to be honest, sounded like a normal date.
You know, to be honest, he was a bit aggressive, like not toward me, but just other people during the date.
Really?
And I don't know, like when we were first walking into the restaurant, I grabbed my mask to put it on. And then he just drops an F-bomb about forgetting his mask in the car. So this is like, you know, my first impressions of him.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to the car and he puts on this mask and it says F this, but it spells out the F word.
On the mask, like the face mask that he's wearing?
On the mask. Yeah, on the mask. So it was like embarrassing walking into a restaurant with a swear word and there were kids there. So like the kids could see it.
Yeah.
And then like it got even worse where like, as we were still sitting down, like, he took it off and threw it down, and he took a big breath, like, to prove a point or something. Like, he couldn't breathe with one of them on.
Oh, okay, like a, like one of those kind of things.
Uh-huh. Like, it was such a big deal to have a mask on. Like, it was such an inconvenience.
Can I ask you, like, by now in the date, like, because we're talking still, this is in the first, what, 5 minutes of you meeting him for the first time? Like, where are you at? Are you still going like, well, let's see how this goes?
No, absolutely not. No, I knew we weren't going to have another date, but I wasn't going to just bounce. So
yeah,
I wasn't going to be rude. So I just tried to make the best of it. And I just made polite conversation and then I tried to leave as quick as possible.
Well, I got to tell you, Sloan, that's stuff that we didn't hear about on the date. We just heard that you smiled nicely, and that was the end of it.
You were real cute.
So why don't we bring Taylor back on? He actually has been listening in. I'd love to kind of hear his thoughts on your opinion of the date. Hey, Taylor.
I mean, look, the whole mask thing was a joke. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like the mandate, which is a joke. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be offensive and then make you think about at the same time about what's happening, you know, and I thought it was just funny, you know, like, you know, I can't breathe with this mask on. Like, kind of like the Darth Vader thing. I mean, clearly you just don't get it. Right? I mean, look, you know, I thought it was a funny bit, you know, I mean, honestly, if you didn't think you were really into me, maybe you should have just said so earlier because you were kind of leading me on, honestly.
I don't think I was leading you on, and I don't think that I just didn't get your humor. I got it. I just don't think that it was very funny.
I mean,
and
obviously not. I mean,
I
that's your comedy.
Don't.
I mean, it's a hilarious mask.
I like how Taylor's like, I'll be at Wise Guys this weekend.
Yeah, you can catch me. Follow my podcast.
Yeah.
I've gotten good laughs from other people. So, I mean, you know, it's a good bit, frankly.
Okay, just so there's no confusion, I don't think you're funny, and there's not going to be a second date. So, yeah. I'm out.
Let's do it. We brought it back. Choose the news. Pick the story that you want to hear. You vote. We put you into a drawing for a free turkey from Butterball. Jackson, your story is...
Your Honor, I know we're in a pandemic, but I really, really wanted to kick this guy's butt.
Monroe?
types of products that are going to have the deepest discounts this Black Friday.
I'm John. My story is, what did they find in the middle of the desert?
Ugh.
Call or text and choose the news. You voted. We counted the winner today at 60% of the votes for Choose the News. Monroe!
Oh, yeah!
60!
Oh, yeah. Back on top. Feels good. All right, I'll give you the top three. These are the products that have the deepest deals on Black Friday so far. So they're kind of analyzing what's happening. Clothing and accessories, number three. Number two is books, movies, and music. And then the number one thing, this is interesting, is consumer packaged goods. It's the stuff that you use up and rebuy a lot, like food and drinks and household products. Those are all on sale for Black Friday. So
I'm sorry, so mac and cheese is on sale for Black Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure I understood what you were saying.
Because you know what? Hmm. Until you go without, you know what I'm saying? You don't realize the value of a good old bulk box of Kraft mac and cheese.
All right, okay.
I'll tell the rest of the podcast today.
What did you think was cheap, but it turns out it actually wasn't? Got a guy here at work. He was complaining in the halls yesterday. He went to buy some batteries. Let me tell you. Batteries are so more expensive than you think.
Yeah. Expensive.
Yeah, they're insane. Like, in your roommate.
And they're like, stock them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I can't. I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate has a photo scanner, and you feed the pictures through it. Well, the calibration went off, so it wasn't scanning them right. And to fix it, you have to run their calibration paper through it that they send with the thing. But she threw it away. She's like, can you send me a PDF? I'll print it off real quick. And they're like, no, no, no. You're going to have to pay $60 for this piece of paper. It's literally just a piece of paper that tells the machine, end the photo here.
Wow.
That's it.
It's a $60 piece of paper.
A $60 piece of paper.
What did you think was cheap, but it actually wasn't?
Alicia posted in our JJM Facebook group.
Yeah.
Office chairs cost way more than you think. I found this out when I had to buy an office chair for work from home this year.
Yes.
And it was not a pleasant thing to find out.
I hear gamers' chairs are actually cheaper than office chairs.
They're way cheaper, and they're so much better.
What did you think was cheap, but it actually wasn't?
You know, I remember there was a time I thought you could get like a $20 set of sheets.
Yeah.
No.
Is that not what they go for?
No. It's like, if you want good, soft, nice sheets, it's hundreds of dollars.
Okay, or steal them from a hotel. Or go to your local hotel and steal them.
What did you think was cheap, but it actually wasn't?
Janessa Brown said on our JJM family Facebook page, large garbage cans are expensive. Nice ones are like $100. Why are they so expensive? They're literally going to hold garbage.
Dude, I agree. It's not even fair. Like those motion sensor, like the stainless steel ones.
Yeah, they're over 100 these days.
It's dumb.
What did you think was cheap, but it actually wasn't?
So Emily wrote on our JJM family group that decent pillows cost at least $60.
Yeah, we're talking about like what was cheap, but you thought was cheap, but wasn't.
Yeah.
That's true.
$60 is cheap to me. I might pay $250 for my pillow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You what?
Look what you did to him.
$250 for a pillow? Who are you?
The left side of his face
what
just
went limp. What royal
went
family do you think you come from?
I'm not going to lay my precious head down on some cheap old pillow.
Your ancestors lived in the dirt.
Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
So Jeopardy is going to resume production November 30th. They're taking the Thanksgiving holiday to mourn the loss of Alex Trebek, and then they're going to get back to shooting with Ken Jennings as the interim host.
Sure.
Yay.
But the what they're planning on doing is they're going to have a series of guest hosts take over the show for a couple episodes, and they're going to get a feel for who interacts the best with the audience, who interacts the best with the contestants, and then they'll be making their decision that way.
Tryouts.
Okay. And the only reason we know this is because Dane Cook is in talks to host Jeopardy.
What?
Dane Cook, former comedian, or I guess current comedian.
Sure.
We haven't heard from him for years. Dane Cook posted on Twitter, I got a call from my team today about guest hosting an episode of Jeopardy and asked if I would be interested if they can put something together. I could barely spit out what is yes quick enough. I would love to honor Alex Trebek in that fashion. Now, I think Dane Cook is very funny. I think that he could probably get away with it. But I just don't think that the Dane Cook brand melds well with
Jeopardy.
The Jeopardy audience.
No,
absolutely not. You guys ever cleaned your mattress before?
Like the sheets? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like the actual mattress. I watched this TikTok video, and it walked you through like how to clean your mattress. And so I did it over the weekend. And I'm surprised you guys are living in such filth.
How does a person clean a mattress? You vacuum it?
You vacuum it first, and then you do a solution of peroxide and baking soda and dish soap, and you spray it on there and let it dry, and then baking soda, and then vacuum it again, and yeah.
I got a mattress cover. Do I need to do something like this?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
You're nasty.
You just did it for the first time.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're better than me.
One more time than you have.
All right, things were not going right for this convicted felon.
Uh-oh.
He was racing someone on his motorcycle in Kansas City.
Okay.
And then he lost control and crashed.
Oh.
Well, you shouldn't be racing.
So as he's flying through the air during the crash,
okay.
He also, by the way, had a gun in his waistband.
Oh, no.
That went off and shot him in the hip.
That's like that TikTok video. Oh, no.
And as he landed, it's like only something you'd see in a movie. So he gets hit. He's flying. He gets shot by himself.
Uh-huh.
And then as he lands, he gets hit by another car.
Did he survive this?
He survived it, and as they were carrying him off, they found a bunch of meth on him as well. So,
yeah. That explains how he survived
exactly.
It all.
Exactly.
Did you guys see the Ninja Turtle sinkhole that is opening up in Toronto? John, I know you love a sinkhole.
What?
I'm obsessed with sinkholes because they scare me. The ground just swallows you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no reason. You're just minding
Freaks
your own business.
Out. Yeah.
Well, a big photo is going viral on Twitter of Toronto, Canada. There's this sinkhole opening up. And there's this green liquid oozing out of it.
Oh.
And everyone's like, quick, if you're a blind attorney, a rat, or a turtle, you've got a great opportunity in Toronto. Somebody else said, toss 4 baby turtles in there and we'll see what happens. Turns out this is actually a plumbing tactic. They dye the sewers so that if there is a sinkhole, they can know where it intersects the sewer and they can fix it.
Not as cool at all.
It's dye,
Yeah.
But it's turtles.
We were talking earlier about like what you bought that you thought would be cheap, but it turned out to be like super expensive. What do you think?
Happy Meals are more expensive than they ought to be.
Oh, yeah. Kids' meals anywhere you go are more expensive than they should be.
That is, well, you got to pay for the toy.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm just here for a smaller portion.
And they've brainwashed our kids to think that every time I drive past a McDonald's, oh, I'm hungry all of a sudden.
That's so true. I know. That's a good one. Thanks for the call. Later.
Yeah.
What's up, Katie?
You know what I was thinking about that should be cheap but expensive is men's ties. They're like a piece of fabric.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel about masks, too. I'm like, I can get a full T-shirt for a fraction of the price you're charging for this mask.
Yeah. Why is like a piece of fabric you wear around your neck $100?
I don't wear a lot of big boy clothes because we do radio. There's a lot of, I wear a lot of hoodies here in the studio.
You sure do.
So ties are like $100?
Like, I think the cheapest you can find them are like $60. And it's just like this little piece of fabric.
Go to the thrift store. That's where I go.
Really?
Now, they don't always have the greatest selection, but if you're very adamant and you keep going back, you're going to find something you like. I guarantee it.
Did you guys see this video that has gone absolutely viral of this Florida man who saved the puppy?
Oh, yes, this is nuts.
It is the craziest thing. So the whole time, he's got like the stogie in his cheek, right? Just like an old school old guy. And he's like walking, I think he was walking in a golf course, maybe?
I'm not too sure.
I think he was walking his dog. But anyways, a gator jumped out of a swamp, grabbed the puppy, took the puppy underwater. The video starts with the guy reaching in the water. You can't see what's under.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls out this puppy. You can hear him whining. And then he pulls the gator's jaws apart.
First of all, who's going into the water? The gator territory.
This
right? man is.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the most incredible video. I'm going to post it at mix1051utah.com if you want to watch it.
Is the dog okay?
The dog's okay.
Okay.
He saved the dog's life.
That's awesome. Monroe, please tell the classroom why you won't use your windshield wipers.
When I go through the car wash?
Yeah.
Okay. When I go through, it's a big rule of mine.
Uh-huh.
And if you drive my car, I will tell you this. If you go through the car wash, do not turn on the windshield wipers after.
Why?
Because it leaves those lines on the windshield from the wipers.
So?
Yeah, I just cleaned my car. I don't want lines on it. You got to let it air dry.
So this is a rule you tell people.
Oh, yeah. Tom, I made him go through the car wash again one time because he turned on my windshield wipers.
How long do I have to wait after you've cleaned the bathroom before I can use it?
Oh, man.
That's a good
follow-up. It's a bathroom. It's not a museum.
Also, even after, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I just cleaned it.
No matter how long it's been.
I hope those cheeks aren't touching the seat.
Oh,
hover.
Mommy, my legs are getting
tired.
It's terrible. You know, before we head out every day, I'd like to share with you an amazing fact that you can share at the dinner table with the family that night. A little conversation starter for the kids.
My favorite part of the show.
1 pound of dimes and 1 pound of quarters are worth the same amount.
What?
So 200 dimes weigh 1 pound, uh-huh. worth $20. 80 quarters weighs 1 pound and are worth $20.
Huh.
I don't know if the Treasury Department planned it this way or just like worked out. But yeah.
That's nuts, actually.
I know.
How?
I
need answers.
I know. I feel like there's probably a whole path you could go down here. It's a whole conspiracy theory.
But, well, the real conspiracy is, where did all the change go?
Mm.
Where is it? Mm-hmm. Why are they not accepting my change anywhere I go? Why are we going cashless?
First thing they do is take away the change. Then they come for the dollar bills.
And they're coming for your dollars.
Oh,
and then it's your guns and your family.
Exactly. Yeah. Slow down.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
Jackson, final thoughts.
Yeah, protect your coins with all you got. Also, go join our little community page on Facebook. It is so much fun. We call it the JJM family.
Yeah.
And literally, we just sit there and talk all day. People throw out ideas. We share funny videos and GIFs. And it's just like a fun place to hang out on Facebook, which... You know, you don't really get that anymore.
No.
Text the word LINK, L-I-N-K, to 844-649-1051.
Monroe, final thoughts?
Even if they take your coins, it's going to be okay. Because you, you don't really need them. You don't need them.
What if I want a gumball?
Exactly.
You're
what
be
if
fine.
He wants a gumball?
You're going to be fine.
Right.
I have 105 minutes of music, nonstop music coming up at 11:45, so hang out.
So have a great and safe Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.